This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 62 for Wednesday, September 14th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Wednesday, retreating from earlier gains in choppy activity. Canola down $2 to $9, November down $2.60 at $798.80 per ton. Losses in outside markets accounted for some spillover selling pressure, with Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all down on the day. Seasonal harvest pressure and bearish technical signals also weighed on prices, with earlier gains likely seen as a selling opportunity. Statistics Canada released updated production estimates this morning, pegging this year's canola crop at 19.1 million tons. That was down from an earlier estimate of 19.5 million, but in line with trade guesses and still well above the 13.8 million tons grown last year. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are lower, while wheat posted solid gains. Follow-through selling after yesterday's downturn contributed to the losses in soybeans. November down 23 cents at $14.55 per bushel. Uncertainty over export demand going forward was also bearish, with the looming harvest overhanging the bean market as well. However, support was still coming forward from the lower-than-expected yield estimates from the USDA released earlier in the week. Canadian soybean production was pegged at 6.5 million tons by StatsCan. That's up slightly from the August projection and the year-ago level of 6.3 million. Corn, it moved down in sympathy with soybeans, the December contract down 10 cents at 6.82 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol production of 963,000 barrels per day was down by 2.6% from the previous week and the smallest weekly level in 22 weeks. Canadian corn production at just under 14.9 million tons was relatively unchanged from the August estimate, but about a million tons above last year's production. Wheat moved higher across the board, recovering from earlier losses. Minneapolis up 7 cents in the December contract at $9.38 per bushel. Kansas City up 13 cents in December at $9.47 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 11 cents in December at $8.72 per bushel. StatsCan raised its estimate on the size of this year's Canadian wheat crop by about 100,000 tons, now at 34.7 million. That'd be well above last year's 22.3 million ton crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.